We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mets drop a 9-6 ball game against the Atlanta Braves tonight. Pitching matchups are in for tomorrow's day-night doubleheader, and got to hand it to Buck Showalter and Brian Snitker. They accept the drama of this series and this showdown, a five-game set. The first game tomorrow will feature David Peterson against Jake Odorizzi, and then the nightcap will be the two aces, Max Scherzer and Max Fried, on the mound tomorrow night. So these two managers will allow the two Maxes to square off tomorrow. We'll see a good matchup on Sunday, too, with Jacob deGrom against Spencer Strider. Could see a lot of strikeouts in that game on Sunday afternoon. As for tonight, the Mets were put in an early hole. Taijuan Walker just didn't have it tonight. Buck Showalter said his little mishap on the mound when he kind of misstepped and seemed to throw himself off in the top of the first didn't have much to do with it, as Walker allowed a one-out double to Dansby Swanson, and then it was during the at-bat with Matt Olson that Walker had that issue, and then Olson gave Walker even more issues after.
Here's the 2-1 to Olson. Swinging a liner down the left field line. Slicing towards the corner. It's in for a hit. One hops the wall. Swanson rounds third. He'll score standing. Olson going to the second. He goes in standing with a double as the throw from Naquin, a strong one, is a little late. And Matt Olson has doubled in the first run of the game. It's the Braves 1, the Mets nothing. Back-to-back doubles by Swanson and Olson. And again, Taijuan Walker will require quite a bit of scrutiny here in these next few minutes, I would imagine.
36th double for Matt Olson ties him with Freddie Freeman, of course, for the Major League lead in that category. 1-0 in favor of the Braves. Austin Riley was then hit by a pitch, and things got worse for Taijuan Walker from there, leaving a splitter in a hittable spot to Eddie Rosario.
Nimmo a step towards right and center. The 1-2 pitch hit in the air to deep right field. Back into the corner. Marte looking. It's gone. A three-run homer for Eddie Rosario. It is his third home run of the year. And the Braves have a four-run top of the first inning here at Citi Field. 4-0 Atlanta with only one out.
Braves entered the day batting 193 as a team against splitters this year. Taijuan Walker's best pitch. It didn't work there. Eddie Rosario with a three-run homer, and the Braves had a 4-0 lead. In the top of the second, things would continue to go poorly for Taijuan Walker as Michael Harris led off.
2-1 on the way. Harris lifts it in the air to deep left field. Naquin going back onto the track at the wall. He jumps, and it is gone. A home run. Michael Harris hits the 10th home run of his rookie season just over the outstretched glove of Tyler Naquin to the right of the 358 mark into the Citi seats and left. The second home run allowed tonight already by Taijuan Walker, and the Braves have a 5-0 lead.
Mets had been on a 27-game stretch, a franchise record, allowing five or fewer runs. That would end in the top of the second. After the Harris homer made it five, Ronald Acuna singled and stole second, scored on a Dansby Swanson base hit. Swanson would come home on a fielder's choice off the bat of Austin Riley. Eddie Rosario would double home Riley, and it was 8-0 Atlanta. All the runs charged to Taijuan Walker as the Mets fell into a gigantic hole early on. But they would continue to fight. That's what the Mets do. Pete Alonso had a home run robbed in the bottom of the first that could have made a difference in this game. Mets could have had two right there, and they could have had maybe more in the bottom of the second if it weren't for the throwing arm of Michael Harris. The Mets loaded the bases with two outs, and Brandon Nimmo did drive at least one run home.
1-1. Now the pitch. Swinging a liner over second. That's a base hit going into center field. Naquin scores. Guillorme coming to the plate. Throw to the plate by Harris. Head first slide, and he is out. Great throw by Michael Harris. Starling Marte on deck. And Joey Cora deciding to try to score two. But the Mets only get one as the inning ends with Guillorme being thrown out 8-2. And the Mets settle for one run.
Well, Joey Cora hasn't had too many problems coaching third base this year, but he got Guillorme gunned down there by Harris, and the Braves lead maintained at 8-1. Mets, though, would bounce their way back again later on. Ian Anderson had control problems like he usually does, walked four, allowed seven hits in this game as the Mets finally got to him in the bottom of the fifth inning. Francisco Lindor singled, so did Pete Alonso. Jeff McNeil had a base hit to score Lindor. And then as Anderson left the game in favor of the lefty Evan Lee, Mets decided to go to their bench. They had some right-handers available to face the lefty, and that's what they did as Darren Ruff was used to bat for Tyler Naquin, making his Mets debut.
The 1-0, that's driven in the air to right field, pretty deep, slicing towards the corner. Back goes Acuna, it's over his head, and one hop off the wall. Two runs are going to score. Alonso's in, McNeil digging for the plate, Ruff to second, stops there. He's got a stand-up double, two runs batted in, and the Atlanta lead is now cut to 8-4. And welcome to the New York Mets, Darren Ruff.
Mets only had five RBIs from their pinch hitters all season entering tonight. They got two more there from Darren Ruff and then another from Eduardo Escobar.
And the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a ground ball. Base hit going into left field around third. And coming home is Ruff. He scores without a throw. On at first with an RBI single is Eduardo Escobar. Five unanswered runs to this point by the Mets. What was 8-0 Atlanta is now 8-5 Braves.
So the Mets were back in it, down by just three. Tomas Nito flied out to end the fifth inning. It stayed 8-5, and the Mets did a good job keeping it that way with their relievers. Trevor Williams pitched four innings tonight as he provided the Mets with the save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. The Mets down by three after Escobar's base hit, which was the smash of the game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. So it was close. It was 8-5, and the Mets had another chance in the bottom of the sixth inning. After Colin McHugh allowed a couple of base runners, Francisco Lindor singled with two outs. Pete Alonso walked. Daniel Vogelbach was due up. But the Braves went to their tough lefty, A.J. Minter, who had been struggling lately, but not tonight. Minter would strike out Mark Canna, who hit for Vogelbach, leaving two men on in the sixth as the Mets got the tying run up there, but would not get any closer. Minter worked a 1-2-3 seventh. Raisel Iglesias a scoreless eighth inning, despite giving up a leadoff double to Tomas Nito in that eighth. And then in the top of the ninth inning, Atlanta would finally score off the Mets' bullpen as William Contreras would hit a home run. But the Mets had an answer for that in the bottom of the ninth with Jeff McNeil batting against Kenley Jansen.
First pitch by Jansen, swinging a high fly ball deep left center, going back. Harris onto the track at the wall. It's gone. Jeff McNeil with an opposite field home run into the city seats to the right of the 370 mark. And so Jeff McNeil has hit his sixth home run of the year. And the Atlanta lead is now 9-6, with the Mets still down to their last out.
First time Kenley Jansen's ever given up a homer here at Citi Field. He's largely pitched well against the Mets in his career, and he would get the final out on Darren Ruff, who fouled out to Matt Olson to end the game. So 9-6, the final tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.